Good morning, Lee.
And we're touching on energy-efficient electric homes this week.
We certainly are. So I thought we'd talk about what people are asking Demos Energy to do for their new and existing homes. Ultimately, the requests generally fall into three areas. Lower utility bills is number one. Every 90 days, we see a bill from our energy retailers. This time of year, mate, when we're heating our homes, they can be a bit scary. But recently, people are talking about energy costs associated with running their future electric vehicles. So there's been a shift. Number two, mate, is energy independence. You know, I don't know about you, but people like to be in control over their own destiny. Why not? I was literally talking to a client yesterday, and this was his primary concern over and above anything else. You have an idea what number three might be, Lee?
That would have to be the environment.
Yep, you bang on. So luckily in Tassie, our grid is largely renewable, so we're in a better place than any other state in Australia. But what we do here for ourselves still matters in the global sense of things, still important.
Now, lowering energy bills, I guess, is the number one motivator for the bulk of your clients, I'm thinking.
That's right, mate, and inflation is rising. Once again, power prices are on the march. I suspect we'll be all in for a rude shock come 1st of July when the tariff costs are announced for the next year. Now, at the moment, we're talking to commercial clients who are right now in the middle of contract negotiations and their eyes are watering with the increases. And this is due to the rise in wholesale energy prices, which have in some cases been around 140% across the national energy market, or NEM as we call it. Unfortunately, Tassie is attached to the NEM, so while despite not being part of the problem, we're going to get hit with rises in energy anyway.
And as those temperatures decrease at this time of the year, inflation is on the move, isn't it, right across all areas?
It certainly is, and inflation's literally affecting everyone. And everyone's seen a sharp rise in living costs, and we're seeing a sharp rise in people coming through our doors at 56 Sheffield Road to see what they can do to weather the storm.
Now, as you see the people come into your showroom there, what are they asking you, Adrian, and what are you telling them?
So, straight up, solar is possibly the number one thing everyone can do to have an immediate effect on their energy costs. Q-cell, Q-peak panels on your roof attached to a solar energy hub inverter is what they're signing up for in their droves. And it's not just about power bills anymore either, because as I mentioned earlier, we're being inundated about people talking about electric vehicles and how they want to charge them.
And this is where the solar energy hub inverter is coming in and going pretty well.
Oh, it's hitting its stride, mate. It's to meet people's needs. It's a hybrid inverter, so it's battery ready, it's electric vehicle charger ready, it's generator ready, it's emergency backup ready. Clients want, you know, options for the future, for just to deal with things that everyone can see about to pop up over the horizon.
And one thing that we have spoken about from time to time here on Power Savers is the South Korean Q-Cells Q-Peak modules.
That's right, mate, and they're the best solar panels for that balance of cost, performance and longevity to capture that solar energy, which is bouncing off your roof every single day, whether you decide to collect it or not. You know? So it's literally there, let's mate take use of it. What's really interesting with solar, we've literally met the requirements of all three motivators with this product combination alone. And this explains why solar is still the number one for that best overarching strategy to meet people's needs.
One of the biggest energy consumers we have in the house is our hot water, isn't it?
That's correct. We all use hot water and some use lots of it. I tend to use more this time of year when it's a bit colder and I don't want to get out of the shower. But with solar connected to Tariff 93 these days, we can divert excess solar energy into our hot water cylinders. But for most families, if we can reduce the energy required to heat our water by 70 to 80%, that works out to have net positive dividends for everyone. So in that space, we have the iStore heat pump hot water units and the NeoPower solar hot water units, and they're very, very common sale at the moment, and they have been for years, such as the demand for energy-efficient hot water devices.
Another thing we've spoken about too is installing LG heat pumps.
Yeah, mate, and as the temperatures start to plummet, now, every second phone call, someone's talking about heating. But this is really an interesting one. Only this year we sort of picked up on it. For the first time, we're replacing old, worn-out units, more so than installing new ones. Tasmania really fell in love with the efficiency of reverse cycle wall splits over 20 years ago. And these original old girls are dropping off their perches in droves. Now, everything wears out. The new LG units are quieter, more efficient, have more bells and whistles that people demand from their appliances these days than any other on the market. So it makes sense they want to replace what was once the latest technology they bought all those years ago with their first heat pump with what is the latest heat pump technology today. LG heat pumps are simply warmer, cheaper running and better. Now those three things, electricity costs, hot water costs and heating costs, you know what we do, Actron ducted heating systems, LED lights, ventilation systems, heat transfer systems, solar pumps, domestic, commercial, rural electrical, plus a myriad of other services. Those three motivators and the product range we've just talked about today are responsible for the bulk of our domestic work. It's what people on the northwest coast want.
And that's what you hear, don't you, in the showroom and when you're out and about on the northwest coast, that often those people are building their forever house. They want the whole lot.
They do, and we call this the full Monty. So the full Monty of energy efficiency and energy harvesting products, in the overall scheme of build costs these days, it's the best money you can spend, as it pays huge dividends over the serviceable life of the product. Meet inflation and rising interest rates head on, create some disposable income for the next few decades, take some of the uncertainty out of the future.
Yeah, I think that's important too, uncertainty out of the future. Good sound advice there. Now, Adrian, we thought we'd wrap up with an email.
We did. I got an email from the Turners in Turners Beach, who were quite excited. It wasn't really a question. They just sort of shared something that really excited them, and I guess it sort of, when I read it, it really excited me. So the University of New South Wales have cracked the theoretical conundrum of how to produce solar energy at night. That sounds very exciting, doesn't it, Lee?
It sure does.
So every night when the sun goes down, the planet starts shedding heat back into space in the form of infrared. We can't see it happening, but it's happening. So there is a stream of light energy leaving the Earth, so in theory, we could capture it. But don't get too excited, Lee. While the UNSW team have physically collected this energy, it's only around 100,000 times less efficient than a solar panel in actual sunlight. So, but the science and physics is pretty cool, and they're using similar technology as what is found in thermal cameras to prove it can be done.
Unfortunately, 24-hour power direct from our solar panels is still a long way off, isn't it?
That is, but it's no longer the realms of science fiction, and it's exciting times, you know. You imagine all the teams in the world trying to crack the better battery, the better solar panel, the better solution. It's exciting times to be alive.
And if you've got any questions at all, make sure you Facebook the team at DMS Energy there, and we'll do our best to answer it for you on Power Savers. Where do we find you at DMS Energy, Adrian?
So you can pop in and see us at our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or you can give us a call on 1300 502 599 and we can come to you. But a lot of people actually go to our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, put in a quote request, and what they're after, we start communicating, organise a time, and we'll come to you and help you out.
And you do, right across the northwest coast, including our friends in Circular Heads. You're everywhere. Adrian Luke from DMS Energy in Sheffield Road in Sprayton. You have a great day and a great week, and we'll do more Power Savers same time next week, mate.
Thanks.